You will hear a man talking about tourism and the environment. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone. Let's make a start. Now, over the last few weeks, we've looked at some key areas in the travel and tourism module. We've already charted the origins and development of tourism, and we've also looked at the negative effects of tourism on both local communities and the environment. So, in this lecture, we're going to focus on ways in which tourists can actually benefit local people and natural areas if they travel responsibly. And this kind of travel is known as ecotourism. Now, there's no one definition of ecotourism. In fact, it can be interpreted in a number of different ways. This means it represents different things to different people. And sometimes people misunderstand ecotourism altogether. They think of it as just spending time in nature or natural areas. However, the truth is far more complex. In essence, it aims to minimize the negative impacts of tourism that we looked at earlier on in the course. Problems such as litter and water pollution, crime and so on. And, at the same time, to encourage travellers to have a positive impact on the places they visit. Now, there are many other words to describe a similar idea to ecotourism. In fact, the terms alternative tourism, sustainable tourism, or responsible tourism are often used to mean the same thing. But in fact, although the main ideas behind them are similar, there are small differences. And let's briefly look at these now. Alternative tourism is any kind of tourism that is not mass tourism. And by mass tourism, we mean hundreds, if not thousands, of people going on, for example, their 2 weeks a year beach holidays or traditional sightseeing tours. Alternative tourism includes travel such as backpacking and adventure holidays. And the term alternative also includes ecotourism, which is what we are mainly focusing on today. Now, what about sustainable tourism? Sustainable tourism has the same ideals as ecotourism, but it isn't limited to natural areas. So, you can have a sustainable tourist experience in a city or a town. And then we have responsible tourism. What does that mean exactly? Now, basically, this involves acting responsibly and respectfully as a guest when we travel overseas. And what do we mean by respectful? Well, being respectful might involve asking permission to take photographs or go into someone's home observing some of the customs of the local community, such as dress or making an effort to learn the language. Now, ecotourism can be passive or active. So, what do we mean by passive tourism? Well, let's think of some specific examples. A passive tourist might buy their holiday package from a company that donate part of their profits to local charities. Or a passive tourist might book environmentally friendly accommodation. This means choosing to stay in a hotel which may use solar power as a source of energy, or changes sheets and towels for their guests less frequently. Now, active ecotourism's a way for people to enjoy everything that nature has to offer, and at the same time enable them to leave a positive mark on the environment. Now, this kind of ecotourist is sometimes referred to as a voluntourist. That's a combination of volunteer and tourist. You get the idea. Now, voluntourists prefer to experience a new place in an active way. And this doesn't mean sitting in a tourist bus or listening to a pre-recorded guide. Basically, they want to physically connect with the place they're visiting. And this includes connecting with humans and animals. Now, their approach to travel can make a real difference and can really benefit the places and the communities they choose to visit. Voluntourists often help local people construct and repair buildings, or it could mean being willing to help a community with nature conservation. So let's think of some specific examples of this kind of work in action. Now, voluntourists have helped local communities to plant hundreds of trees and installed identifying signs in the rainforests of Costa Rica. They've also helped with sustainable food production in Cuba, and in Jamaica, they've been involved in the cleaning up of local rivers. And in Thailand, they've worked on building ecologically sustainable reforested habitats. Now, some of the work that voluntourists do also involves looking after endangered animals, like the Giant Panda Project in Japan, or the Animal Sanctuary Project in Ecuador. Now, this work doesn't just involve interacting with wildlife, but involves educating local people about the need to protect wildlife. Now, before we explore wildlife tourism in more detail, does anyone have any questions?
That is the end of part 4.
You now have half a minute to check your